Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. You guys are in for a massive experience today. This is going to be one of those rides where you're going to be shocked to hear what actually comes out of this guy's mouth. So first of all, welcome to the show, Travis Stevenson. Travis.
Hey, how you going?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time. For those of you guys who don't know Travis actually has two of our two Comma Club awards. So again, that basically means he's used ClickFunnels to produce over two funnels, each doing over $1 million. One of them is for Chatmatic, which we're going to be talking about today in their pre-launch. Another one is for Wealthy, which is a conglomerate of software tools. And so basically, he's using our software, ClickFunnels, to actually create and market his other software. But the part I really am excited to talk about with you today, Travis, is I get people asking me all the time about this whole Messenger thing. How does it work? All that kind of stuff. And, you know, people hear about ManyChat and they hear about all these other things. And there's so many different questions out there. Facebook's changing their algorithms all the time. And people are like, gosh, you know what? Just tell me, what do I really, really need to do? Now, you and I, before we kind of started going on, getting started here, you were basically just cutting me down and slamming me that we're not doing this thing right. So I figured, you know what? Tell everyone else exactly how we should be doing this. So, go ahead.
It's funny because it's not that anybody's doing it wrong. It's that Facebook doesn't come out and say like, hey, we made all of this stuff possible and here's what you can do with it, right? Just like with any other new thing, they're not going to necessarily tell you all the things you can do. They will tell you what you can't do. And it's with Messenger, it's a new thing. It's a new toy. A lot of people are confused because they're hearing broadcasting through Messenger and they're hearing chat bots. And to me, the most, I would say probably the most inhibiting word about Messenger is chatbot, because it instantly feels like you've got to create this lengthy conversational, like crazy thing, right? With all these like links to this and that, and that it's, you know, you see some people teaching chatbots and you're like, wow, that must have taken you days. And I just want to do something that's going to add some incremental ticks up in my business. And so that's where I, you know, really started with Chatmatic, April of 2016, when they released the Messenger API, which allows us to do some really cool things in Messenger. I said, well, as a marketer who already has a business going, as somebody who already has funnels and I've already got these things going, what can I do to use Messenger, which is downloaded by now 1.3 billion people? So it's one of the top three most downloaded apps in the world. It's worth looking into, right? So it's something that I wanted to figure out. And I said, you know, in a world where everybody's going mobile, here's an app that's on everybody's mobile device, which if I can, you know, using Facebook's information, if I can build my business in some way into, you know, into this app, well, there's got to be a benefit there. So I started diving in and we found some cool, what I call entry points. And this is where most marketers fall short. They think that the bot is like, okay, so somebody's going to go to my Messenger, they're going to message me, and then like a bot will take over. And the perfect example would be like a local bowling alley. Somebody goes to their Facebook page, clicks send a message, and they say, hey, what are your hours? A chat bot could automatically reply and say, our hours are this, right? So people think that they've got to set up all these scenarios. And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to focus on entry points, which was getting people into Messenger to then activate real bots or just to have a conversation. Because if you really get deep into this, you'll realize that like everything that we buy when we're in person, a lot of it comes down to conversation. If you walk into a store to buy a pair of jeans and the guy at the store doesn't talk to you, a lot of times you walk out. And it's just, it's one of those things, conversation engages you, it brings you in. And so I started focusing on entry points for Messenger and I said, well, what are some of the cool ones that I think are already going on? And the one that we really attached to in the beginning was what I call a comment trigger. And this is the one that you guys were missing out on. And I think that 90% of your listeners are probably missing out on this one. And what it is anytime somebody comments on a post or on an ad of yours, as long as it's on a business page, you can automatically send them using something like Chatmatic. You can automatically set up a preconditioned message that goes to everybody who comments. So If you say comment below and I'm going to send you this, our system can automatically send it to you, obviously. And so it's not as, you know, it obviously is super cool that we can do that, but the coolness of it is way overshadowed by the effectiveness of what this does. So we've got people who take the same idea and they're promoting e-commerce products and they say comment below for a 15% off discount coupon or comment below for free shipping. Now, again, figuring out why that overshadows the coolness is looking into how these comments change your natural organic reach. And we all know number one thing on Facebook is engagement. If your post gets lots of likes, comments, and shares, it's a good post and Facebook will show it to more people and we win, right? Well, the reverse of that is a post that doesn't get very much engagement and mostly ads and, you know, small businesses. It's hard. You don't have a marketing department to like figure out what can I do to get engagement on every post. So now what we've done with Chatmatic is you have the ability to say comment below and I'm going to give you something. I'm incentivizing you to comment basically, and we can deliver that something instantly. Well, with that something comes, you know, links back to our website. It comes with additional marketing material, which gives us a second chance to reach somebody. And, you know, we've also learned that that original comment, it starts a conversation. It's, you know, a lot of times you'll see friends tagging their friends. And now, you know, that original friend tags Sally. Sally comes on an hour later, comments again. And now that original friend gets a message saying, hey, you know, Sally commented on your post. So now you're going back to my ad. And we found that just by doing this, just by incentivizing engagement, even if you don't deliver something fantastic, which obviously you should, something for free or a discount or a PDF or a, you know, a learner guide or something interesting, by incentivizing engagement, we're seeing an increase in our traffic by over 35%. And that's post by post. That's our, and that's a stat based on reach. So we're seeing that on average, our average post that incentivizes engagement gets 35% more reach than one that doesn't. And we get way more actual clicks and traffic because, you know, especially on an ad, when you tell somebody comment below and I'm going to give you this, you get a ton more traffic because now you're actually actively promoting it. And so that was the first entry point that we realized was really beneficial was, man, you know, somebody can comment on a post or an ad and we can give them something and it incentivizes us or it gives us a way to incentivize them to comment. So now our ads look more engaging. And as I was kind of explaining to you, Dave, before, if when you post something on Facebook, right away, the EdgeRank algorithm, and nobody knows the real numbers, but let's say it shares your post to about 10% of your total audience.
I want to kind of make sure people understand what we're really talking about here and give some practical example because as we were just kind of getting started, you basically said, you know, Dave, you got a couple of posts you guys could have done better with. And so let's, if you don't mind, let's take, for example, the funnel hacking live post because most of these listeners are all going to, if you're not familiar with Funnel Hacking Live, you should be going, go to funnelhackinglive.com, get your tickets, all that kind of stuff. But realize what Travis and I were talking about before we got started here was you basically said, you know, Dave, you guys posted that your tickets were available and you put a link in. And so I want to kind of, because this is something, again, we do this and we're on Facebook all the time. We're advertising, we're doing all sorts of stuff. Yep. So obviously we're not newbies to this business. And so I want to make sure that you kind of help people understand what could we have done better so they can actually take that knowledge and actually apply that in their own business.
Yeah. So here's the way that I look at it is, The reason that you post normal posts on Facebook is because you want engagement. A lot of people think it's the other way. They're like, oh, well, I want, you know, people to buy my product, right? But no, what you really want is engagement because if you don't get engagement, nobody's going to see your product. So engagement first. And there's a couple of rules that we all kind of know are true. And one of those is when you post something on Facebook and in the description of that post, you have a link, it naturally isn't going to reach as many people. That's just because Facebook realizes if somebody sees this post, there's a good chance they're going to leave Facebook. Let's see what happens. And so they share it out to a small percentage of your audience, probably doesn't do as well because it's got a link on it. And for whatever reason, it never reaches as many people. So now enter in something like a comment trigger, right? Where when somebody comments, you can send them something. Which one do you think is going to go farther? And this is the headline that you guys used. It said, Funnel Hacking Live, tickets are for sale. Get yours ASAP before they're gone forever. And you had a link to the website. Do you think that would work better than, what about this? Funnel Hacking Live, tickets are for sale. 30% of tickets are already pre-sold. Comment, give me, like mine below, or, you know, let's do it below to grab yours now through this exclusive private opportunity, or however you want to word it. Obviously, when they share that out to the 10% of people, you're going to have those people looking and saying, well, I got a comment. I got to check this out. I'm curious to see what this special deal is, what the, you know, how can I get in? What are the price? You know, they're going to question it and they're going to go. When they comment, you could now use something like a Chatmatic, you know, trigger to instantly send them a link that says, hey, you know, and reaffirm the reason why they should go again. Now you can put a description in there that describes why they should go check it out, and then a link to Funnel Hacking Live. And so you're still distributing the link, and obviously you're going to get a little bit less traffic per view, right? Because you're going to need the comment in order to get the link. However, you're going to get a lot more views. We found this to be true almost 100% of the time, unless you're doing something, you know, crazy off the wall. Generating comments is way more important. And let me just quickly, super quickly, go over why I think comments are so important. And there's no better way than to pretend that it's a real life street. Like if you look at your news feed as a street and you're scrolling through, just like you would be driving down a street, if you like something, that's like driving down the street, looking at something and giving it a thumbs up, right? That's like, okay, cool. Facebook sees you do that and they're like, well, that's not really that important. Or sharing something, that's like taking a picture of it and texting it to five of your friends. Well, that doesn't mean that those five friends are going to go do something about it. It just means that you thought it was cool enough to give them to share it. But if you comment, that's like driving down the street, stopping your car, looking at the store and saying, hey, that's super cool. Facebook sees that and they're like, he cared enough to engage. That's different than just blindly liking or blindly sharing. And so I really do believe that's why they built this kind of back door that allows you to instantly send messages upon comments. But that's the way that you should be formulating a lot of your posts, is look for the comment, send a message on the comment.
I love that analogy. It's honestly, my wife and I were in Austin for the weekend, a quick anniversary getaway type of trip. And we're actually walking down 6th Street where they've got, you know, they have a Cowboys game playing. They've got all these bars open, all this kind of crazy stuff going on. And it was amazing to me to where literally right next to each other, you've got two different clubs and one is just jam packed. They couldn't get enough people in it. And literally the one right next to it, they've got people begging, you know, hey, come on in, or giving all these offers and no one was going in. And so I look at your comments as kind of like when you're driving down the street and you see a huge line of people wanting to get into that restaurant.
Yep.
It, again, it creates that curiosity. And obviously curiosity
100%.
Curiosity and urgency are the two things that are every marketer's most important trick and tool in their tool belt. And so if you can increase curiosity, that's why, again, I know I hear this all the time, and it's one of the things, you know, we've gone back and forth. We're still kind of testing as far as, is it better putting the link out or is it better putting it in a mini chat? Because every time you ask someone to do something, you're right. You lose some people during that transaction mm-hmm. of clicking. And yet at the same time, by creating that many comments, again, you're trying to play the algorithm game, but at the same time, it also, as you're scrolling through it, if you see someone's got 800 comments, you're going, gosh, there's got to be something in this post of value, or at least that's
100%. Perception. Yeah, it's a lot of that perception. And I think that there's also, you know, I've been doing it now for a year and 8-9 months, somewhere in there. And we've learned a couple of cool tricks when it comes to asking for comments, not just saying comment below, right? Or comment, I'm in. One of the things that we've done is obviously a comment like I'm in is a good inclusive comment. That's one that would lead other people to be like, oh, what are they in on? For webinars, for instance, we've done I'll be there. That's another one. Letting everybody know, hey, these other people subliminally, these other people are going, I should go. And so when you actually ask somebody to say something, think about, you know, I try to tell people to think about what that means what that phrase that you're asking them to say actually means. And some of the times, and this was a really cool experiment, I actually had somebody comment www.chatmatic.com to get the trigger. I'm like, okay, comment www.chatmatic.com to get this. And so I had like 500 people sharing links to my website. And it was pretty cool because we obviously got way more traffic because there was people seeing this link going, why are they linking to this website? And so there's ways that you can kind of game it. And I think it's more than just comment below for this, which is what everybody does. There was that, you know, like 2 years ago, everybody was afraid, like, oh, I heard that Facebook's algorithm, you know, boots you down if you ask for comments. And it's just some random rumor that people put out. But so, yeah, that commenting feature is one big one. And the next kind of big thing that everybody, I think, should be focusing on is the idea of building a notification list in Messenger. And so another great example for ClickFunnels. Recently, I saw that you guys did Software Secrets, a really cool software webinar. When somebody signs up for a webinar for me, right now they go over to the thank you page. And on that thank you page, almost every marketer that I know has a mobile sign up reminder thing, right? So, you know, hey, set up text messages, right? Give me your cell phone number, as invasive as that sounds. You don't know me, but I want your phone number. And so they're like, oh, hey, yeah, sure, let's do it. I'm getting 20% of people to give me their mobile number, and now I can send them a text message. Have you ever gone through what that actually looks like? When you send that text message, it comes from a number that they've never seen. It's usually like 363-80. So right off the bat, when they see the text message come in, they're like, spam, no thanks. And then you have to use, you only get like 100 characters, and you have to use some of them to say, hey, it's Travis Stevenson, because they don't know. Yeah. And so like you're already limited in so many ways. So what I said was like, look, we built into Chatmatic this ability to build a basically a squeeze page that acts like its own, you know, like a notification list builder. So now on my thank you page, we have a little page on there in an iframe that says, make sure you get notified of our broadcast. Click send a messenger below and we'll send you a message 15 minutes before we go live. And when they click that, it adds them to Messenger. I then redirect them to a page that says like, hey, thank you, you're all set, whatever. And this is, I think, way more important than most people give it credit for, because we all know on webinars, the most important thing to do is to get somebody on the webinar. Or if you've got a blog, you could do this with a blog, right? You post a new blog post. Now you can notify people through Messenger, hey, our new post is up, and you're going to get way more activity. But on the webinar, we saw it like flat out from Messenger, a webinar where normal attendance rate is about 12 to 18%. Our attendance rate on all of the webinars that we've run with mobile Messenger reminders are 30% plus.
Dude, that's huge.
And it's, that's crazy. And it's because, like, think about the logistics of it, right? Like, you get everybody has Messenger sending notifications on their phone. So now you're going to get a notification on your phone. If you try to do this with email, people don't check their email every minute. So you try to send an email 15 minutes before you go live, nobody gets it. In fact, it's more of a hassle to send an email 15 minutes ahead of time, because I spend more time answering emails from people after the webinar saying, I didn't get this until after. Do you have a replay? Right?
So, like, Travis, I want to interrupt you. I'm going to stop real quick. Yeah. I want to find – the one thing I hear people always say on this Messenger thing is, I've got to have them click – say something to go to Messenger, and then they have to accept it in Messenger. So on this, on your – so with – the stuff you've got going right now as far as Chatmatic, when you have that inside of ClickFunnels and they click on it, do they then have to go and accept it inside of Messenger, or is that click?
No. So what happens is the way that we built it is, it looks to see is somebody logged, you know, is this user logged in? Now on mobile, it is a little bit different on mobile for the majority of the experience. What ends up happening is they'll click send to Messenger, and it'll actually pop up a little window that says, you know, log into Messenger. If they're not currently logged into Messenger, it'll ask them to log in. And when they log in, which it doesn't take them away from the experience, it doesn't take them into Messenger and then ask them to re-accept. Once they log in, that's them accepting. And then it redirects them back to where we want to go. But if they're logged in, and this is the case with a good majority of the people. I mean, our conversion rates are pretty high on these reminders. If they're already logged in, they just click one button and they don't even see anything happen. It just instantly sends the subscription. But we also then instantly we also allow you to send a message instantly when somebody subscribes. So once they subscribed, I send them a message that says, "Hey, awesome job. This is where my reminder is going to come from. It's my Travis Stevenson page." And I give them a little, you know, to take a page from Ryan Dice, I give them a little indoctrination message first. "Hey, this is when I send my messages. This is where you can find me. Go check me on YouTube." Like, you know, I use it as my first get to know me message. And now they're able to pick me up on different places. They're subscribing to YouTube. They're finding me on Facebook. And so then again, 15 minutes ahead of time, I go into Chatmatic. I hit create broadcast to that list. And I broadcast to that list a message that just says, "Hey, we're getting ready to go live. Click here to join us." And the phenomenal thing is we're talking 70 to 80% opens. Sure. That's on average. That's after mailing them like a lot. Like my biggest list, like I'll, because you can't broadcast, you know, promotional stuff forever. You just can't. The rules are you have 24 hours from somebody contacting you in Messenger or accepting Messenger messages. So if they subscribe, you technically have 24 hours to send them a marketing related message. After that, you have to send them notifications, which is, again, that's not, if you're running an e-commerce store and you're saying, "Hey, you know, we're going to run a 25% off sale," that's not a notification. What they mean by notification is, "Hey, you signed up to find out when we were going live. We are going live." Or, you know, "You wanted to get information about our new blog posts. We have a new blog post." Making it very structured in that you're actually telling them something they care about. And the way they police it is very rough right now. There's a lot of people broadcasting messenger, like marketing messages constantly. But Facebook will shut you down. They don't. They bypass us as a software, by the way. They bypass us. If you, Dave, if you start broadcasting promotional stuff to people after that 24-hour window and you're using Chatmatic, they don't even tell us. They go right to your fan page and they restrict your ability to send messages. And you then write a support ticket to us and you're like, "Hey, my messages aren't being sent." And we know right away that's because you were probably breaking some rules. So It's pretty cool, but I mean, like, really, if you can't compete, but it's not replacing email. I get a lot of those questions every day. "Oh, are you going to say this is going to replace email?" I use email like more frequently than I use Messenger. Messenger is different. It's a conversation platform that allows you to engage constantly with your user base on things they care about. New posts, new blog posts, webinar notifications is my big one. And so it's just, you know, we do contests where you can sign up to get notified who the winner is. And then obviously we can use that to link them back to our site and all kinds of really, really cool, like, you know, experiences and case studies so far. But it's been a heck of a ride. And you know, Messenger is just one of those things now that once you really figure it out, you start thinking about, I could probably do this in Messenger just the same way that you would treat email, you know, in your thought process.
So tell me, Travis, when as far as Chatmatic, mm-hmm. is there a way that you can extract the email address they have in Facebook so that you can email to that address?
My man, you asked the perfect question, because a lot of other apps give you the ability to, in the bot, you can ask them, "Hey, what's your email address? If you give it to us, we can then use Zapier and do all this stuff." And I'm like, dude, for me, too complicated. So what we did was we built – you've seen those sign up with Facebook buttons everywhere, like, "Hey, enter your name and email or sign up with Facebook." We said, look, why don't we just modulate that sign up with Facebook button and allow anybody to make a sign up with Facebook button that they can use as a link to drive traffic anywhere. And when somebody clicks it, it's going to grab their email from Facebook. Obviously, there's an authorization that has to take place like it would normally. But if you're logged into Facebook, it pops up a little window that says, "Hey, so-and-so would like to grab your email address and your public profile. Would you like to continue?" And the thing I love, and it's how you can tell there's some marketers in Facebook, not many, but the button itself, the button that actually authorizes us to get their email, this is the phrase they use on the button. It says continue as, so if you're seeing this, it would say continue as Dave. And I'm like, obviously I'm going to click that button because I don't want to continue as somebody else. And so it's just one of those things that they worded it so perfectly for us. So essentially what this does is in our tool, this is like a kind of like an add-on. It's not really Messenger related. You could use it anywhere. And I use it on every one of my ClickFunnels. Every opt-in page I have has a name and email or sign up with Facebook button. And all you do is you just tell our system, where do you want to redirect somebody once they've clicked this link? And then what's the name of this campaign? So you might name it, ClickFunnels. And we also integrate with all the major autoresponders. So you can instantly send that lead to multiple autoresponders, actually. We kind of have a Zapier-like setup where you can send them to MailChimp and you can send it to GoToWebinar at the same time when somebody opts in. And so we do have that ability. And what a lot of our users do, and the reason I kind of long-winded explained that, what a lot of our users do is they'll make a post that says, hey, comment below for this free PDF. And then they'll use our quote unquote button, which is what we call it. It's a link that will grab an authorization for email. They'll use that to redirect people to the PDF. So now as they're going to the PDF, they're actually getting a subscriber.
Very cool. Very
cool. So it's a pretty cool software. And I mean, even through testing it now, I mean, just looking at my system, I obviously run demos of it all the time and I do a lot of training and stuff. And so even just through doing mostly demos, I've generated like 8,400 leads. And one time I did a campaign, and this was amazing. I did a campaign on my Facebook page where I posted an image that had every targeting option on Facebook, like for the ads platform. And so it described every targeting option that you could have. And in the description, I said, comment, if you want a copy of this to download, comment awesome below and, do me a favor, share this because I can't turn it into an ad, share it. And I shared it into a couple of groups just to see, like Facebook ads groups and, all this kind of marketing stuff. And I ended up getting 2,500 comments, over 1,000 shares and like 1,800 comments. But using Chatmatic to instantly send a message when somebody commented and then using our button to grab an email when they clicked for the downloadable version, I ended up generating a list of like 1,800 people all for free. And, obviously as a marketer, you then take that and you can do 1,000 different styles of campaigns. I was running people through a webinar where I explained Chatmatic actually in our pre-launch. And I mean, we absolutely crushed it. And there was no normal external links anywhere. Like it was just a very sort of hidden funnel, but it crushed.
That's fantastic. I mean, actually, looking at some of your users' comments, and one of those is exactly what we were just talking about. That is Jason Johnson here basically said, over 1,400 engaged and I got 400 emails.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
So people are grabbing cool emails like you wouldn't even believe. And literally just today. So obviously we have a group of all of our sort of first users for Chatmatic. And I told people today, I'm like, look, it's Halloween. Let's do something cool for Halloween. I'm like, do these two things. So I listed two probably 100 word paragraphs describing what they could do with Chatmatic. One, like make a Halloween post and have somebody say comment Halloween. And you'll give them 25% off. In the comments of that post, the guy says, about 20 minutes after I posted, he says, oh, 5 sales already. And then about an hour and a half later, this is no joke. He goes, so I said to him, like, how are you guys doing? He said $2,834.32 from what you showed me. And then he said, no, wait, $2,937. Just got a cha-ching, 33 sales. And
that's awesome.
And part of it is like, I'm not going to lie, like part of it is one of those things that right now it absolutely smashes because there's so few people doing it that it's very different when users see it and they're like, oh, I can comment to get something. It's a new call to action that feels different than, posting a link and hoping that they click. So right now it has that sort of, we're still testing, everybody's still testing the waters to see what can be done with it. But we do know that Messenger is obviously a beast. It provides us massive opportunities, but then also this commenting trigger, what it does or doesn't do with the algorithm. We know that it helps in most cases. And then, you know, being able to broadcast to people in Messenger to notify them of things. If you're using a real notification, like your podcast, a perfect example. If you said to people, hey, sign up to get notifications on my podcast, that's a real thing that people would want to get notified of, then you're not going to have any issues because nobody's going to complain when they get what they want. If you use it as a shady marketer, which a lot of people would, like, oh, hey, sign up for notifications of our podcast. And then they're very like, you know, 10 days later, they get a message that says, you should go check out this new product we just released. Then it's not quite what they signed up for. So you might, you know, have some issues, but the power of it is still getting exposed. It's getting more and more interesting every single day. At Chatmatic, we're really, really focusing on how can we make it easier for marketers to not feel that sense of overwhelm when they think like, I know I've got to get a chatbot going, but I don't even know where to start. I don't know what to do. Our goal is let's focus on making the entry points really easy. And, you know, we'll be able to kind of, we'll go from there. And actually one of the big things that we're doing, and I'll kind of cap it with this, with ClickFunnels, what I'm working on is I'm working on how can we make it so that every ClickFunnels user could say, I want to add this to my landing page. I want to add this to my thank you page. I want to add this to my sales funnel. How do I do it? We want to make it to where it's almost a seamless integration for them to say, well, I'm a Chatmatic user. Now I can just do these three things. And oh, it's there we go. It's ready for my ClickFunnels funnel. And I can, you know, when somebody opts in, I can send them a message in Messenger. I can build a list in Messenger and an email. There's some really cool things coming. So in the next 2 to 3 months, I would expect to hear more about that.
Awesome. Well, Travis, I greatly appreciate your time, especially shedding some light on this whole chatbot thing. Again, how to, you know, decrease your ad costs while increasing your conversion rates, you know, increasing attendees to your live events, webinars, all that kind of stuff. So if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the easiest way to get a hold of me, Travis@Chatmatic. That's a great way. You can reach me directly there. Or my fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/TravisIncome. INCOME. It's just I'm obviously way more responsive in Messenger, as I'm sure you probably know why, than I am, you know, with most of my other methods of communication. So that's a great way to kind of follow me. And you guys could see my super cool video that I did last week where I did my unboxing of my latest 2 Comma Club awards. I just got my second one 2 weeks ago. So I did a little video of me unboxing it.
That was actually an awesome video. I appreciated that. It's been fun. We're starting. I don't know who started the unboxing thing recently, but my gosh, now anyone who gets one has their great reveal. So yours was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
I appreciated that. So congratulations again on 2 Comma Club awards. That's fantastic.
Going for 3. I'm working on 3, man. You guys, you can't hold me back. I'm going to have 4 before the end of 2018. So that's the goal.
I'd love it. It sounds great. Well, Travis, again, fantastic talking to you, bud. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat real soon.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.